First, want to ask about a new development that just began today, the vaccine mandate for indoor venues that just began in New York City and will start being enforced in mid-September. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio has said this will motivate people to get vaccinated since people do need at least one dose in order to get into these venues. What's your take on this method for containing the virus?
Well, you can contain this virus if you get vaccinated. I mean, the problems that we're having across the United States, in many places right now, should not be happening if people had complied with the rules that have been in existence for a long time. We have a common enemy. There is a cure, which is the vaccine. You take the vaccine, you're more protected. It is inconceivable that people did not follow basic public health common sense rules all during this period of the time. So we should not be in this situation to the extent that we are in many places if people had done the right thing. Here in New York, we're in a much better situation because we have a high vaccination rate. Our numbers are going up, but they're relatively modest. In my health system at the moment, and I'm the largest provider of healthcare in New York State, I have 291 COVID patients in the hospital. 80% of them that are in the hospital are patients that have not been vaccinated. So, my message is get vaccinated. I can understand some of the hesitancy, and I obviously hear all of the reasons why people don't want to get vaccinated, but it doesn't make sense. This is a public health crisis, and if you're concerned about your community and each other, then you do the right thing and you go get the vaccine.
Michael, Anjali here. Really good to see you again. I know that, while we're already having this conversation about boosters, you're still dealing with the repercussions of not having parts of the population vaccinated to begin with. Do you think that this is the right time to have a booster conversation? And are you concerned about what that means in terms of the global impact at all and what it could mean for future variants?
Well, we started doing a booster shots today. We did our first booster shots today on immunocompromised patients, two cancer patients, elderly patients, and we will be doing the boosters continuously now for that category of people. And my guess is over the next couple of weeks and beyond that there will be booster shots for everybody that has already got the vaccine. So I think that's a good thing, and I think it's appropriate. And I would just hope that the FDA would come out and do it. I know they're saying they're going to do it, and that is make a decision to take the vaccine off emergency authorization and formally approve. I think that will help with people's hesitancy in getting the vaccine. So I think we got to do a couple of things at the same time. Continue to get people vaccinated that haven't been vaccinated, give booster shots to the people who are immunocompromised, and give third shots to those people that have already been vaccinated after, 8 months or so. That's the right policy. And if we do all of this, then we will win against this war, this virus battle that we're fighting. It is winnable if people comply.
Michael, you had talked at the beginning about the numbers in your hospital system. I think it was 291, of which you said 80%. Of the right. COVID patients are unvaccinated. Of the 20% who are vaccinated, those breakthrough cases, are those people who were immunocompromised, or are they just, I guess the term would be like a pure breakthrough?
Most of them have immunocompromised situations. They have other issues. They're older. They have other concerns, other health issues. You know, as everybody knows, I mean, getting the vaccine doesn't automatically 100% ensure that you will not get the virus, but you will be less sick. In all likelihood, you will not end up in the hospital. And that has been proven. I mean, we have vaccinated, so many people here in New York, but 80% of the people who do end up in the hospital are the people who have not got vaccinated. So the vaccine works. It is safe. The science is solid behind it. And it's the right thing to do.
Michael, speaking of those breakthrough cases, I know that, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic, when we talked earlier last year, keeping track of everything that's unfolding has been a specific burden, especially administratively. We've seen how that has had a sort of a fallout when it comes to the CDC and guidance that has come through, and the lack of tracking of these breakthrough cases as well. A lot of tech concerns there. Do you feel like we've made any progress at all in being able to accurately track how the pandemic is faring in the U.S. right now?
Oh, I think we've got much better at it. I don't think nothing is ever perfect. I think, obviously, I'd like to see a little bit more consistency in the messaging. I would like to see the FDA take it off emergency authorization, as I just said. I do think that we're able to track better today than we were before. Remember, at Northwell, our health system, this time last year, in April of last year, I had 3,500 COVID patients in my hospital. Today, I have 291. So we've made lots of progress. And that's to be, we should feel proud about that. But if we want to win the war, we have to promote the vaccination and the booster shots. And of course, mask wearing, especially for kids under the age of 12, if they go back to school, because there isn't yet a vaccine, as you know, for those people. And I'm not exactly sure when that would be available. But in the meantime, mask wearing also protects you to a large extent.